we'll see what happens. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what, you know. I don't know how the car looks. All I know is, I like big ones, but I'm good for little adventures. Well, that's true. That's true. We'll be surprised if the tails aren't going to bring a whole bag of this. Whatever her last name is now, her boyfriend. were out. What was the one in school? What was she working on? Vietnam War stuff? History and poli sci.
Yeah.
Where? I mean, I'm sorry, art has more utility than those. The art struggles to find the business, but anyway. Late at night, she and her boyfriend slash husband reenacting jungle scenes from the Vietnam War. Then she blew herself. There you go. I don't want to go into details. It's a troubling war, so I didn't really want to know a lot of details about what was going on over there. The first day, one shot was an MIA. That's the funny thing about it. You really don't hear about missing an act anymore. Do we have better collecting these days? Trying to do a lot more than talk. Yeah, because you really need better tracking. So we don't have any of that, because that was some of the real obnoxious things about that war. What you did. Yeah, they pretty much cleared all that up. We don't have them anymore. We rarely have prisoners of war because we don't feel ourselves in the circumstances where that can happen. Hardly anybody can happen. But I guess the Vietnam War talks a lot about kind of how to. Us capturing people's no problem. Our guys don't tend to capture them. How's one of them? Yeah, yeah. The animals? Sure, we capture them all the time. Maybe it's all about we want to conduct more. How is the whole point? You know, want to go down better? Our fiasco? We don't have that. You can still clean one. Do it wrong. Oh, run more. I like them. Slick. Getting to be the very end of the semester, some people are already moving to summer. The ones who aren't doing it. Like my class, there's already 4 or 5 people who have already turned in all of the work, just waiting for me to grade it. So, I know that. I was gonna take my binder up to work. To put my people to call me. Oh, ground. I'll have to upgrade tapes until Monday. the last two chapters, really not a lot of, it's not hard. It's almost all good. You have the basic things covered. Yeah. The first part of the class, your science asked a lot of weird questions. They're a little bit, demand. And as time goes on, it's less than. Somebody noted this. Came up in a research paper talking about this. Of course, everybody kind of went, oh, no. We should do that. But I think it has to do with divine nature. What is this? You are a child of God. A lot of things in nature can form God's will. That's a funny thing. You can look at it and say, well, God commands things to happen and things happen. And you go, well, you go, it actually has to be a kind of a kind of a deal. God's always making deals. He's going to deal with us with his spiritual body and physical body. You know? And he makes deals with whatever, molecules, matter, other things. And in their honor of him, in his position as God, right, they tend to be obedient. And you go, I think that we see a residual effect of that. We're the children of God. Same kind of things, kind of, or initially, run the way we want them to. You know, same behavior things you tend to exhibit toward God, your Father. And of course, one of our big problems here is we don't quite have the same power as God, yeah? And I think the molecules, the birds, and everything else start catching. Not God. particularly personal. And that's why, I think, that's why you have these weird diminishing returns. First, it tends to do what you say because of your heritage. And then it figures out that you really don't have that. You aren't really the guy. And so it kind of wanders off. You know, you go, nothing here to open, are you? So, you have an interesting repercussion for research being done. Because it was coming back in family. That's more of the future. They were coming back insane. It's almost uncanny. It doesn't matter how hard you try to factor this particular thing out of my studies, you know, so that as objective as possible. And you know, and they've actually seen it and said, the actual result that a researcher would like to see, good or bad, tends to happen. So, that's why it's like, it seems like you'll have the same study, not exactly trying to do another study does, but for health. And you get a totally different result. And they were starting to look at it and said, what was your basic hypothesis? How did you think this would turn out? And they say, oh, I really wanted it to turn out this way. And they did it, and they go, yeah, pretty much, yeah. They don't understand that just their hope or their will or their whatever. You don't have a word for it, is that influences your condition. Trying to give you what you want. It is your child of God. And that brings back the whole problem of. So, when you do research, when somebody says, well, we've done research and it shows, it's like, research tells you why! Why did the charge? That looks bad, man. It's like, well, it's close. Could be. Hard to say. Okay, so. Basically, you have to sit in the church. You're unintentionally cooking the book. Did you go there? All research. I wouldn't say it's suspect, but it's dangerous. It's surprising somebody doing it, they're going to get results. no one over him yet. Not because he's a bad person and you're a bad person. That's something that science can't touch precisely. You can't have the thing of, well, you're a child of God. And therefore, things kind of move to your will. Even in the sex will. I think that's an explanation for why does a lived-in house, what is life sick and cared for? But a lived-in house, why is it lasting in a lived-in house? And you go, it's one of those things that nobody understands. You go, this could explain it. Everything about that house. You don't want your house to fall apart. If you're living in it, you don't want the roof to come down on you. And a big part of that house is now working actively to keep it comfortable. You know, there's something the material just simply cannot overcome. You know? So you come back so well. Just as much chance of things going your way as anything else. Now, if he's totally throwing all that into the mix, you can't fix that going. You don't have that much standing. Frankly, you don't have that much trust engendered by everything around you in you. You know? But I think ultimately, what it is those kind of things is there's a matter of trust. God can assemble all the material into the world that's all based on that material of trust. Well, yeah. As you become more godly, it's not surprising that you can see things fall into place. There's that uncanny and you go, this is, there's actually a prediction operation. You could call it God blessing you, and that's not wrong. And it could be him directly. But it also doesn't have to be. It can simply be that you talk to God and engenders more trust in everything around you. Good things happen. Like karma. I'm sure that's what whoever came up with the term karma, that's what they were trying to explain. They're trying to look at this. So, yeah. Do you think that's a good step to them? Done time, it's that big of a deal, you can overcome it. That's how good things are. And how bad things will happen to us. just like that, people can still have those forgiving tendencies. It's weak strength, at least in this particular sphere. Apparently, because it's so powerful, you can have a whole galaxy. Stuff like that. Now, there's still an expression of God's love for you. Well, it's almost like people who struggle with having kind of a third hand type thing happening. It's just God trying to teach you how to make things different happen. Interesting. I've always found this an interesting line of thinking. I love you. This is wonderful. That's fine. Even though I was different, I'm glad. We've got to have some happiness there, Lee. All right. Give a little bit.
She's wanted. I hope it will warm her up.
Oh. Okay, sure. Me too.